The Gemara Masechta Ksuvos Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph asks that why did the Mishnah, when it wants to use an example where Rabbi Yeshua agrees to the concept of Pasha Asar, speaks about a case where somebody says, this field belonged to your father and I bought it from him. Listen, why didn't the Mishnah teach us the following case? My Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua agrees, by Melechaveri, where somebody says to his colleague, Mana Levisimcha, I borrowed $100 from you, Uparati Lcha, and I have paid them back, Shunemen, because he has a Pesha Asar that he didn't have to say that he ever borrowed money. Answers the Gemara. Mishum de Kabbalah Misni the Seifa, because we want to learn in the Seifa a case where Pesha Asar is not trusted, and that is in Yesh Edim Shulava Memenu, if there are Edim that he borrowed the money, who are the Paratis, and he says I paid it back, in that case Eino Nemen, that would be the corollary that we would not say Pesha Asar in such a situation. Valkaimelon, and we've actually learned that a malvus aveir be edim, that if you borrow even with edim, ain't sarach lefarei me edim, you don't have to pay back with edim, and therefore even in the case where he borrowed with edim, he would be trusted to say he paid it back. That's why the case is not the case that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So our Gemara is clearly speaking about a case, two different situations. A situation where one borrowed money from someone else with Edom, and where one borrowed money from someone else without Edom. The Gemara Masechta B'Metzia Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis teaches us. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kami Sheyesh Leimos, anyone who has money, or Mavos on Shloi Be Edom, and lends that money without witnesses, over Mishum Lefnei Eivel Lesita Michshol. Because he gives, explains Rashi, the leiva, the opportunity to say that he never borrowed the money. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish on the other hand says, Goyim Klol Atzmai. He causes himself to be cursed. Shnema Talamnos Sifse Shaka Dovos Atzadik Osok. Which means that if the malva will ask for the money, and he will deny owing any money, everybody will curse him that he's saying something false, and he brings himself that people should curse him. And this halacha is actually brought down in Chayse Mishpat, Simen Ayin Sif Aleph, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. It is usur, it's prohibited to lend money without edim. Vafilo Talmud Chacham, even to a Talmud Chacham, and as the Sma explains, because even if the person is a Talmud Chacham, who's certainly an honest person, because he is preoccupied with his learning, he may forget that he ever borrowed the money. Elm Kain Hilveu Ala Mashkin. Unless he borrowed with a mashkin, then he's more likely to remember. V'amav b'shtar m'shubach yoyser. The best thing is to lend money and have it written down in a shtar. V'kol amav b'loy edim, and continue to Shulchan Aruch, if someone lends money without edim, over m'shum le'eva l'sita m'chshol, the two pshatim that we just learned in our Gemara. The Paiskim, a sort of Avadi Yosef in Shal Sechuvas Yabiya Omer, Chelek Zayin, Simen, Choshe Mishpat Simen Zayin, discusses that just like the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you have a mashkin or a shtar, there's no problem. Similarly, if when someone borrows money, the loiva gives the malva a head check, it would also be acceptable. And the reason is very understandable, because that shows that there was a loan and we need not be concerned. But many Paiskim already discuss that we find that people do borrow money without Edim, without a shtar. And the question is why. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Aleph already discusses this issue, and he says because people know each other and trust each other, and the malva is sure that the loiva won't forget, that's a reason we could be lenient. A very difficult Aruch HaShulchan to understand. We just learned that even a Talmud Chacham, who clearly is the paradigm of someone who's honest, we need to be concerned. So what's the Aruch HaShulchan saying? The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin, Simen Mem Zayin, discusses this issue. First, he wants to say, one of the explanations he wants to say is that we quoted the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia that gives two reasons. The first reason, Rabbi Yehuda Merav's reason of Lifnei Iver, and the second reason of Reish Lakish of Goyim Klolo L'Atzmai. And the question is Reish Lakish disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda Merav, or is Reish Lakish just adding that besides for the concern of Lifnei Iver, there's an additional concern of Goyim Klolo L'Atzmai? It seems from the Rambam and from the Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted that they feel that there is no machlokes. However, the Papua Harifta suggests that maybe Reish Lakish is not agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Reish Lakish holds that the only concern is Goyim Klolo L'Atzma, and since the only concern is Goyim Klolo L'Atzma, that's why it's not such a serious Isser, coupled with the fact that the Chafetz Chaim asks, how is one allowed to curse someone else when the loiva denies owing the money to the malva? Maybe indeed he doesn't owe the money. So the Chafetz Chaim goes into a discussion that when it seems that he's deserving of the klala, then there is no issue in cursing such an individual. But it clearly seems that the Chafetz Chaim is of the opinion that it's not the right thing to curse, and certainly suggests Tzitz Eliezer that Bizman Hazeh, as we just discussed, where it has become somewhat common that people borrow and lend money without Edim. So in the time of the Gemara, if somebody borrowed or lent money without Edim, it was unusual. So if the malva comes to the loiva and says, you owe me money, then and the loiva denies, so there we have a real reason to be concerned that he's saying something not true and is deserving of a klola. Bizman Hazeh, we can't be so quick to say that this individual is deserving of a klola. And because we can't be so quick to say that this person is deserving of a klola, we have no right to curse. So now we could go full circle. If the person who curses, if the person who lends without Edim is not deserving of a klala, and furthermore, Reish Lakish is only concerned about the klala, because Reish Lakish holds that this is not a situation of lifnei iver, that's how we can understand that Bizman Hazeh we could be more lenient. The problem with this pshat is that if we look in the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Beis Hilchos Mav and Loi Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says Osl Adam Lahavus Moisov Belay Edim Vafilu Tamat Chochem Elm Kein Hovei Al Mashkin Vamav B'Shtam Shibach Yoser Vekal Mav Belay Ova Edim Ova Mishum Lifnei Evil Asit the Mechshav Garim Klal Alatzmai. The exact same words that we read in the Shulchan Aruch. So it seems that it's not that there's a machloikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda Rav. Rish Lakish is just adding to Rabbi Yehuda Rav that besides the issue of Naivir, there's also an issue of Goyrim Klol Al Atzma. So if that's the case, this answer would be difficult. The Rishash takes a different approach. He says that this halacha is only in a situation for an individual who borrows money, who lends money on a regular basis. And because he lends money on a regular basis, there's going to be lends and borrows on a regular basis, then we can have a concern that between all of those transactions, if you don't have Edim, you don't have a shtar, you don't have a mashkin, you may forget and cause an issue. But somebody who only does it on an infrequent basis, that concern doesn't exist. However, the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. They say, indeed, if we look in the wording of the Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh lo mos. So the Gemara seems to be speaking about a person who has money, and he's a money lender, and this is happening all the time. But if we look in the words of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we just read, it's interesting. They don't use the words Kol mi sheyesh lo mos. They use the words Osel Adam Lahavus Moisov. Why is the Rambam? Why are the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch using different wording than the Shulchan Aruch? It seems that they're trying to say just the opposite of the Rosh Hash. They're trying to say that even if you're not a person, call me Sheish Lemaz, you're only lending or borrowing money on a somewhat infrequent basis, it still could cause a situation of Lefnaivir and Klolop, and therefore should be us. Another pshat that I saw that is suggested is because the Chazal Midrabanan said that if you deny owing the money, you're going to have to make a Shavuos Heses. And since you're going to have to make a Shavuos Heses, that will be a deterrent to make sure that you're going to really make sure that you don't owe the money if you don't owe the money. The problem with that pshat is that in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Merav and the time of Reish Lakish, the takana of Shavuos Heses was already in place. And yet the Gemara said this concern. So it's difficult to say that. The best pshat that I was able to find, but this pshat only will work under very unique circumstances, are based, number one, on Ritva, where Ritva says that this Isser that the Gemara, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch mention is not a real Isser. It's not an Isser Deraisa, it's not an Isser Derabanan, it's only a Midas Chassidus. Of course, it seems that that's not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam, because they use the word Osser, a very strong word that doesn't seem to indicate that it's only a Midas Chassidus. But if we take the opinion of the Ritva, so we begin with a much less serious situation, because Ritva is saying that it's only a Midas Chassidus, coupled with the fact that if someone is in the business of lending money, so indeed he should only lend money with proper documentation and proper edim. However, sometimes when somebody needs money, he doesn't want anybody to know about the money. In fact, lending money under those circumstances is a tremendous mitzvah. The person is doing, doesn't want tzedakah. Maybe he's not up to needing tzedakah, but he needs the funds that he doesn't have available. And as the Gemara says, in Masechta Yevamim, Mistaf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Halmalva Selva Loni B'Shas Tachkai, if someone is pressed for funds and you lend them money, Oz Olav Akosav Omer, Oz Tikrav Hashem, Yana Tishaveya V'Yoyma Hineini. So lending money under those circumstances is actually a tremendous mitzvah, and by doing it in the most private way possible, you're actually doing a tremendous mitzvah by keeping it quiet and not having people know that this person is unfortunately desperate for funds. And in fact, the Rabbi Omer quotes a pshat that's brought in the Ein Yaakov. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Beis, Toiv ish choyner umalva yichalkel dvora b'mishpat. Somebody who is yichalkel dvora b'mishpat, who does things according to halacha, who is such an individual? He lends the money with edim. Kila'olam la'yimait. That avoids problems, that people will pay up their debts. There won't be any of the issues that we're discussing. L'zeicha la'yimait. He'll avoid the Issa of Lefnei. Mishmur Ra La'ira. He'll avoid bringing Klala on himself. But, the Pasuk says, Em Kesef Talva, if you want to lend money to someone, Es Imi. Kesef Talva is Ami. Make sure that there are other people. But sometimes the person who's lending, who's borrowing the money, as an ani, is a poor person, but he doesn't want anyone, unfortunately, to know that that is not his situation. So then, imach, you should do it matan b'seiser. So in kesef talva, the right way to lend money is ami, with other people with edim. But it's an ani. Sometimes the person is poor, it doesn't mean he's necessarily financially poor. He's poor because he's desperate for these funds and he doesn't want anybody to know about it. Under those circumstances, imach, do it in a way that it should be kept as quiet as possible. So now, we could understand. Certainly someone who constantly lends money, we should certainly be machmer, always to have edim. Certainly where someone is not embarrassed about borrowing money, it's an isser, even the Ritva says it's only midas chassidus, posh pshat, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch hold, it's an isser. You should have edim, or a head check, or a shtar, or a mashkin. But in a situation where it's appropriate to keep it as quiet as possible, it's a ani imach. It's all right to lend money without edim.